this morning in the sanctuary and life and wealth to the glory of his holy name. Let us lay to heart to magnify his holy name. Let's thank him, let's bless him, let's praise his holy name. Let's be thankful unto him. The psalmist says, I will enter into his gate with thanksgiving and unto his court with praises. Celebrate him this glorious day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Be thankful unto him. He has brought us in again to bless us again. Magnify him. The psalmist says, he will show me the path of life. For in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures evermore. That is what we have come for this morning. That is what is obtainable in Zion this morning. Thank him and bless his holy name. Praise him for all of the answers to our prayers on this mountain again and again. When we come and we call upon him, he heareth us and answer us expressly. Thank him for his testimonies in our midst as individuals, even as a commission. Thank him for his word that is running in our midst swiftly, bringing about diverse testimonies, miracle signs and wonders. Bless his holy name. Be thankful and be praiseful unto him. With thanksgiving, why don't you lift up this day, this glorious day, even at the commencement of our week of spiritual emphasis for the month of March, into his hand and begin to cry for help this morning. Cry for help that as we wait upon the Lord in these 3 days, it shall be a season of encounter, season of empowerment, that no one will remain the same. Give him glory and bless his holy name. Thank him because of what awaits you and I in this month, week of spiritual emphasis, diverse encounter, because he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Our God is ever ready. Thank him because in this day of our spiritual week of emphasis, the Lord will yet visit us again. He will send his word. He will empower us and change our levels. No one shall return the same. Give him glory. Bless him and praise his holy name. Be thankful unto him this morning. Father, we give you glory. We celebrate your faithfulness because we know it's our season of encounter. Glory to you, mighty God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Shall we put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team?
Jehovah is your name. Oh, Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior,
Jesus, it is with much pleasure that I praise your name.
the clouds of it, the clap dies. Why would I praise your name? Jesus, but I praise your name.
Let's be seated. It is my year of breaking limits. I'll be rising up shortly to commence an intercession by praying, saying, Father, silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 10 and 11, paraphrase, for there are many unruly and vain talkers whose mouth must be stopped. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we pray from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, our God, silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Is the Lord hearing your voice? Someone is praying in faith. You are praying in your understanding, and you are equally praying in the Holy Ghost. Our Father, our God, we are praying this morning that you silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Is the Lord still hearing your voice? Pray in faith, pray in your understanding, and equally pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and to this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. This is a heart cry, oh God, that you silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's why we are praying this morning, our Heavenly Father, that you silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Is someone still praying? Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession? You can pray in understanding, and you can equally pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, silence every voice manipulating your people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice this morning and continue to pray in the Holy Ghost, and equally pray in your understanding. Father, silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Are you still praying? Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession this hour? Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Zalianto Kambradi. Gezolo brodo en nashantanda kotambrade ele kotonda bozoziandiala le kotorada sande nesola en nashantane tosandiala. Father, silence every voice manipulating people from coming to Christ and this church this year, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. This is a hard cry. Somebody pushing through right now in the Holy Ghost. Neano san nirano sambodaba bo gambola poda potoke ne kotundia gedebo reto shatada ake kokanda elata shanda grade gozia neroda etoja. Lift up your hands, appreciate him this morning, give him glory, give him honor, because it is done in Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
It is my year of breaking limits. In this session, we shall be praying this morning like this. Father, give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Let our amen sound it. John chapter 9, verse 25. He answered and said, whether he be sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see. Let's be on our feet this morning as we begin to pray. Father, give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Let God hear you this morning. Let him hear your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts, all our new converts, a testimony of, once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, all our new converts, give each one of them a testimony of, once I was blind, undeniable testimony, crowd gathering testimony, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Let God hear our voice this morning. We are crying in faith. We are praying with one voice, a prayer that God must answer. We pray, Father,
give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, so they can be established in this church for life in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Once I was blind, now I can see. So they can be established forever in the name of Jesus. Let God hear our voice this morning. Let's pray with intensity of our heart. Pray aloud. Let him hear you. Pray in faith. Ask God, Father, we ask this morning, give every of our converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Let God hear us. You are praying with all of your heart so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Let God hear you. Let him hear your voice. You can pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. By all means, make sure you are praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind. Testimony that cannot be denied. Testimony that will draw men, that will establish them in this church. Lembrandezi glata, leriate ziang blatozi, egolotele bari, ambra beko bambelo ziata. Let God hear you. Give us a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Father, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Why don't you go ahead and begin to appreciate him? Thank him some more. Appreciate him for answer to our prayer. Let God hear our voice of appreciation. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, direct the steps of every challenged winner back to this church this year and grant each of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Can I hear the loudest amen? Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11 says, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Please rise to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church this year. Lift up your voice. Speak to the Lord. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church this year. And as you do so, grant each and every one of them a breaking limit order of testimony, a breaking limit order of breakthrough. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church. Redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church this year and grant each of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Lift up your voice and pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you communicate with heaven. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church this year and grant each of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner, every weary winner, every discouraged winner. Father, Lord, redirect their steps back to this church this year and grant each and every one of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Lift up your voice right now as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner
back to this church. Redirect the steps of every discouraged winner back to this church. Redirect the steps of every weary winner back to this church. And as you do so, grant each of them everlasting joy. Father Lord, let every sorrow, let every sighing, let every mourning flee away as you grant them a breaking limit order of testimony. Is someone praying right now? Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. As you are lifting them up, God is also lifting you up. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church this year and grant each of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Grant each and every one of them gladness and joy. Father Lord, let them have a reason to rejoice by reason of breaking limit order of testimony. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the sound of your prayer. Father, redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church, back to this church this year, and grant each of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Father, we pray, redirect the steps of every challenge winner back to this church this year and grant each of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, also make intercession in the spirit. Masheke prunala, radiake soro, rembra galibra, shadeba koskiemala. Mande bros, Ramalaba, Shanderobo, Rakatayalaba, Landaraba, Reke Kokoshetaya, Randerobo, Ribalaba. Father, let every redeemed of the Lord return back, O Lord, to this Mount Zion. Father, Lord, and grant them everlasting joy. Grant them gladness and joy. Cause sorrow and mourning to flee from them as you grant them breaking limit order of testimony. Lift up your hand. Appreciate God. Give him praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. This shall be our next prayer line. Father, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. This thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that openeth and no man shutteth. Let's rise this morning as we pray. Father, open doors, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's lift up our voices in faith this morning and in partnership with Jesus, the master builder of his church, praying to God, saying, Father, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. This our God has begun to do already, and he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher. Therefore, pray confidently from the depth of your spirit, issuing out decrees, crying out in faith, and our God answers when we pray. Father, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, eyes are on you, and we cry out in faith this morning that you grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, remember our prayer line is that God opens great doors. He grants open doors everywhere across the nations of the earth towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Let the heart of men everywhere be opened for the release of locations, for the release of themselves, as stewards in the hand of God. Let the doors of cities be open. Let the doors of villages be open. Let the hearts of government be open. Cry out to God in faith right now. Our Father, you are the one that opens, and no one can shut. Grant us open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. This your mouth has declared, and only your hand can perform it. With faith in our hearts, we cry out to you, O God, that you grant open doors. Grant us open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, are you sure that God is hearing your own voice? Are you registering your presence in God's presence as we cry out in prayers this morning? Our Father, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Let the doors of the hearts of men be open. Let the doors of the various locations of them be open. Let the gates of hell be lifted off. Our Father, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. If you believe God for the full delivery of these churches, lift up your voice and pray some more this morning. Reach out to God in faith this morning. Our Father, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, faithful is he that calleth, who also will do it. Therefore, lift your voice and invoke his will in prayers. Our Father, grant open doors towards the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice as we pray in the Holy Ghost. You are free also to pray in your understanding, ensuring that your prayers are with expectation. Adutita taranto pantene, eloro shotandala batana, zasorondala, ilia babrote prateya, aglobam barandalantanande, ekwa babranala, azanzantoshi, iala gabantoma, abruala bapanta, ikwala batonduala ban. Let your will be done in Nigeria this year with the full delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across the nation. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and lift up your hand in thanksgiving. Give him glory. It is done in Jesus' awesome name. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power as we begin the week of spiritual emphasis tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Say a louder amen. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23, thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with the power as we begin the week of spiritual emphasis tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power as we begin the week of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power as we begin the spiritual emphasis tonight. Every worshiper, an encounter with your power as we begin the week of spiritual emphasis tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies, life-changing testimony, life-transforming testimonies. In the name of Jesus, Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power via your word as we begin the week of spiritual emphasis tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, our Father, this is our outcry this morning. This is our testimonies in every aspect of life. We are asking, oh Lord, that you will grant every word tonight, resulting
in supernatural turnaround testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, pray in faith, pray with fervency of the Spirit. You can power that prayer in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. By all means, be sure that prayer is connecting to heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power as we begin the week of spiritual emphasis tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and begin to give in thanks.
Of the kingdom, as you call upon the name of the Lord, asking for his intervention, asking for him to step in, asking for him to deliver your desire, and it shall be granted. Lift your voice and pray this morning. Lift your voice now and begin to give thanks unto God. Everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving, your request is made known unto God. Give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor, and give adoration unto him, Celebrate him. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high. Give him praise. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In this service, it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, divine healing and supernatural breakthroughs. I joined this commission with a challenge of eye redness before I was scheduled for an eye surgical operation. But a week before the day, I was privileged to be in a special healing service. I keyed into Papa's testimony where he said, on a fateful day when he was running his nose during ministration, that he was angry in his spirit and declared, enough is enough. That it was the time for God to show up and show the world how he decorates his children. And that ended up the running nostrils. In the same vein, I declared in faith. And the following Sunday, I brought the entire eye drop to church. And I left it there. I continued to engage only in kingdom advancement prayers, sharing flyers and tracts, pursuing after souls and other covenant practices, and also strict obedience to all divine instructions from the altar. Like a dream of the night, the eye redness vanished. Let's make that clap bigger for the Lord this morning. Without any surgical operation, and I remain healthy till today, I return all the praise, glory, and adoration to the God of Bishop David Oyedepo. Let's give the Lord a big hand. And the testifier is Adejumo B. Number two, business breakthroughs via soul winning. Last week, before the midweek service, I went for outreach. I got two souls and they came with me to the service. On Sunday, one of the converts followed me to church. And while Bishop David Oyedepo made declarations, he said, receive the reward for your labor. I shouted, amen. That same week, a company called me. I met with them, and I was awarded a contract worth millions of naira. Amen. Let's make it bigger for the Lord. Operation Come and See is real. I give God all the glory. And the testifier is Ebenezer Oluwaseye. Let's celebrate Jesus with a big hand for all of these amazing testimonies. Why not rise to your feet this morning and let's appreciate the giver of all of these testimonies as we give him thanks.
Why don't you lift up your voice this morning and let's thank him because God is worthy. He's the doer of all of these wonderful testimonies and he's worthy of our praise. Lift up your voice. Don't mutter words. Let him hear you clearly. Speak unto him right now. Give him praise. Give him glory. Magnify his name. Thank him for answered prayers today. Your prayers that God has answered. Corporate prayers. Thank him. Praise him. Bless him. And right now, ask the Lord to speak to you this morning via his word. Early in the morning, they all came unto him in the temple, and he declared to them the word of life. Tell the Lord to speak to you even this morning from his word. Begin to thank him right now and give him praise and glory. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, and we bless your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are here today before you. We thank you for the privilege of life. Thank you for answered prayers, both personal prayers and corporate prayers. Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for this amazing testimony. They are declared permanent, no reversal. And right now, our hearts are open. Speak to us again. Change our story again. Help us so that our faith shall be built again. And let your name be praised forever. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Somebody can say louder, amen. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Praise God. It's my year of breaking limit. All through this week, in our covenant hour of prayer, we have been looking at the subject captioned, Every Divine Agenda Delivers by Faith. Can you say that with me, please? One, two, go. Every divine agenda delivers by faith. Say loud, amen. Amen. In John chapter 6, verse 28 to 29, God's word says to us here very clearly, Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe. Say with me, believe. Again, please believe. Louder yet, believe. Believe on him whom he hath sent. Praise God. Every divine agenda delivers by faith. The word agenda simply means plan. In other words, we can call it every divine plan delivers by what? By faith. It's very clear to us from scriptures that God has a divine plan, God has a divine agenda for each one of us. However, no matter how great a divine plan might be, no matter how great a divine agenda might be, faith is required for it to become a reality. Faith is required before any divine agenda can become a reality. This year, God's divine agenda concerning someone's life shall become a reality. Amen. If you are the one I'm speaking to, let your amen show it. We see several examples in scripture that makes this very, very clear to us. And this morning, we shall be taking a brief look at two of those examples from the Word of God. First, we see how all the host of Israel went out of Egypt in one night to become the church in the wilderness. And this happened by faith. How did it happen? How did it happen? In Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13, Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13, the Bible makes it very clear. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them. How many years? 400 years. This was the divine agenda. However, they stayed in the land of captivity until 430 years. And that we see in Exodus chapter 12. They were there for 430 years. In other words, they stayed 30 extra years. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 41. It came to pass at the end of 400 and what? 400 and what? Why did they have to stay 30 extra years? Their faith must have to be in place. Their faith must have to be built up. Their faith must be ready for that agenda that God had in stock for them. Therefore, no matter how great a divine agenda might be, until faith is in place, until faith is in order, it may never become a reality. For each and every one of us under the sound of my voice this day, God's agenda for your life shall never be delayed one day. Yeah. 30 years of gruesome experience for the children of Israel before they came out of Egypt, because faith is a must. Say with me, faith is a must. Say it again, faith is a must. you shall no longer be stagnated in life. Your destiny shall no longer be stagnated forever. In Acts chapter 7 and verse 38, Acts chapter 7 and verse 38, look at what the Bible says here. Acts 7, 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us, the church in the wilderness. Hebrews 11, 29. Look at what God's word says. Hebrews 11, 29. Now, Hebrews 11, 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. When they came on course with divine agenda, by their faith being in place, and they came out of the land of bondage with their faith intact, every attempt of the enemy, of the Egyptians over them, resulted in catastrophe in the camps of the enemy. The same shall be our portion from this day forward in Jesus' name. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Example number two we see from scripture is in Acts chapter 2, about the upper room. Acts chapter 2, we see the story, verses 2 to 6. In the upper room church, a 3,000-member church, was born also in one day. In one day. How long did it take it to be born? In one day, when their faith was already built up. Acts chapter 2 and verse 2. Acts 2, 2. The Bible says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 4, the Bible says in verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5, God's word says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, in other words, when their faith was fully active, when their faith was fully ready. Our faith, therefore, must be intact for any divine agenda to come in play. In the same Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, the scripture speaking here says, they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day, say with me, same day. Say it again, same day. There were added unto them about how many souls? 3,000 souls. Same day. This same day, something miraculous will take place in someone's life. This same day, the divine agenda that God has in place for someone under the sound of my voice will become a practical reality. So we find out in scriptures that every divine plan, every divine agenda, no matter how great and colorful and powerful, for it to see the light of the day, faith is a must. Say with me, faith is a must. Say it again, faith is a must. And that is the reason why this month it becomes very important for you and for me to ensure that our faith is being built up on a very, very strong and special note. We are all aware that this month is our month of faith. Don't let this month pass you by like any other month. As you listen to God's word, take advantage of every opportunity to build your faith. Because as you and I do so, we are ensuring that divine plan, divine agenda concerning each one of us life finds speedy fulfillment. God's word concerning your life shall no longer be delayed. God will do a quick work this month in someone's life. Save me in my life this month. Say like you believe it. In my life this month, God will do a quick work. Say it again. God will do a quick work
No more delay. Say loud, amen. Amen. Therefore, every divine task, we must understand, delivers according to our faith. How does it deliver? It delivers according to our faith. Habakkuk chapter 2. Look at what the scripture says in verses 1 and 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I will stand upon my watch and will watch to see what he will say and what I shall answer. And then verse 2, the scripture says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Do what? Write the vision. And then in verse 3, thank God for the vision, it has come. He says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It shall not tarry, but for it not to tarry. Look at what verse 4 says. But the just shall live by what? By faith. For it not to tarry, faith is required. For God's plan and purpose for your life and my life not to tarry, faith is required. Faith is a must. And that's why Matthew chapter 9 and verse 29, the scripture makes it very clear. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 29. Speaking about faith, it said, then Jesus taught their eyes, saying, according to your word, faith, be it unto you. It's the same thing to you and I. For God's plan for us as individuals, our faith is required for his plan to be fulfilled. Our faith is required. My prayer, therefore, for each and every one of us this month is that our faith shall be built up. God spoke concerning this great commission, this great ministry, April 10, 1982. We've heard God's servant relay this to us over and again. How that among other things, God said, at the base of this commission, a tent shall be built that will seat 50,000 people. 1982, April 10. But here we are all the way down the line. It came to be as a reality in 1999. Why? Faith is required for divine agenda to be fulfilled. And God who brought that to come to pass concerning this commission is the same God that has placed you and I in this commission. His great agenda for your life and my life shall no longer be delayed. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen? Amen. The same way God cleared every stone of obstruction out of the way for his agenda to be fulfilled and locate this commission's base here in Canaan land, see the same God establishing your glorious destiny. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen? Amen. Now we have heard God's word concerning this year as a commission. And we are here with Operation 10 for Christ 2020. For it to become a reality in your life and my life, we must understand that faith is required. Therefore, as we keep building our faith, let's keep building and putting to work the things that we are hearing. And God will establish his glorious destiny in our lives in Jesus' name. Remember the testimony we heard a while ago, just this morning? That individual said he had been scheduled for a surgery. But he heard the word and stood on the word and said he declared by faith. And then began to put to work the things that he was hearing. Driving kingdom advancement. No longer needed surgery. Staying in good health and vitality. The same way that testimony shall be repeated in someone's life. Therefore, if you are here under the sound of my voice with any sickness, disease, discomfort in your body, as you put to work God's divine agenda for us as a commission, your total health liberty shall be established. Today is another Wednesday, beginning our week of spiritual emphasis. Let's go outside the gate, bearing his reproach, talking to others about Jesus at every opportunity, and bring them into the fold. And as you do so, see God speedily establishing your glorious destiny. God's plan, God's purpose, God's agenda concerning someone's life shall be fully established. Amen. If you believe that, let your amen show it. Amen. With this understanding, please rise up on your feet, therefore, and lift up your voice to God and receive grace that in this month of faith, no more delay. In this month of faith, your faith shall be built up, your faith shall be strengthened. Don't mutter words, speak unto God clearly and receive grace right now from him that your faith shall be on fire so that his plan and purpose and agenda for your life shall be totally and completely fulfilled. Speak to the Lord right now and receive that grace from him. Speak to him and take that grace from him right now. Speak to the Lord. Lift up your hand to him. Magnify his name. Give him thanks. Give him praise. And receive grace.
Lift your hands to heaven and give thanks unto him. Give praise to his name. Celebrate him. He's worthy of all praise and of all glory. Father, we say thank you and blessed be your holy name, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Be reminded, our week of emphasis begins this evening across all of our various zones. We're waiting upon the Lord and gathered this evening in our service. And for each one of us, it will be a moment of encounter in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you speak concerning the day and make your decrees, because you will declare and it shall be established. Lift your voice and make your decrees this morning. 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 You are speaking, you are decreeing, you are declaring, God is delivering. You are speaking, you are decreeing, you are declaring, and God is delivering. The day is blessed. Is loaded with encounters, a day of visitation, supernatural transformation, speed of accomplishment, productivity, in the name of Jesus, favors and open doors on every side, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.